Hello, everyone, and welcome to Day 7 of the Novena to the Holy Spirit. Thank you for joining us as we look at the gift of counsel. We have been blessed to be able to serve you this way, and we know we've been getting many messages of the special graces people have been receiving. Thank you so much for sharing all those special graces and blessings with us. It's an encouragement to our faith. When we look at our Catholic faith, I know that you're here because your faith is important to you, but do you feel like the world is cheated because they don't know the richness of Jesus Christ found in the Catholic faith? We do. We feel like the world is cheated because they don't know the truth. And this is one reason why we're online. This is one reason we have I have a speaking ministry. We want to proclaim the beauty of the Catholic faith. And I know this is important to you too, or else you wouldn't be here. And so once again, we're going to ask for your help. All of this retreat has been made possible by our Patreon members who support us on a monthly financial basis. It helps cover the cost of the lighting, of the sound, of the time, of the internet magic that goes on behind the scenes. Everything that's been brought here is because of our Patreon members. So we want to say thank you to them, but also would you consider partnering with us and becoming an integral part of our team? We believe that perhaps maybe we can do something that you can't do, but you can do something that we can't do, but together we can do something beautiful for God. So we would invite you, if you're interested in joining our Patreon team, I'll provide a link around this video and there'll be more information there. So thank you again for that consideration. We're counting on you. Today we talk about the gift of counsel. Mm-hmm. Janelle?
Yeah, I find this one really intriguing because it's what I really love about it is that it kind of helps us to discern God's will promptly. And, you know, I think in my life how sometimes I've mulled over decisions for a long time, not knowing what is God's will, you know, not sure what direction I should go. And sometimes not even asking what's God's will, just trying to figure out what I should do. But the gift of counsel helps us to bring clarity when it comes to decision making.
Yeah, and I think this gift answers life's most important question. What does Jesus want me to do? I don't think there's a more important question than that once we become a believer in Jesus Christ. We want to fulfill the will of God. Then the question is, well, what is the will of God? What does Jesus want me to do?
Yeah. And it helps us to judge promptly. Like, that's what, I don't know why this really struck me, but I just love the fact that it's like walking in the will of God, knowing exactly what we're supposed to do in the next moment. And I feel like that is a real gift because so many people walk aimlessly, not knowing or just not sure. And at the same time, I feel like the Lord doesn't want to keep his will from us.
Yes.
So
God's will is not kept secret for at a select few. That is not God's will. It's not, this knowledge of God's will is not reserved for a special group of people that get extra grace that the rest of the world isn't privileged to know. God's will is for all. That means this gift, God wants to pour out on the whole body of Christ, the gift of counsel, so that we know what is right and what is wrong and when to act and when not to act. So you might find yourself right now in a difficult situation. No, maybe you're a business owner and COVID-19 has disrupted all that and you don't know how to go forward. You're just clueless. They're like, what in the world am I supposed to do? Raise that sail. Ask for the gift of counsel. Maybe you're at home and you're stuck with your kids in a way that you didn't think you would be. You're a parent and you're having parenting issues, and parenting is sometimes difficult to know what the right thing to do is. I even think about just discipline. When is it too much? When is it too little? Where's that medium? What to say? You know, when am I being motivated in anger and frustration? When is it actually for the good of the child? Gift of counsel.
Yes.
You're a student and you're trying to figure out, you know, how are you supposed to continue on in your studies with this craziness? How you pursue your career? Gift of counsel. Ask for the gift of counsel. You're not sure of your vocation. Maybe you feel like you're floundering in life. And maybe it's not just with your vocation, but just in general. Do you feel like you're floundering in life, not knowing exactly which way God wants you to go? Ask for the gift of counsel. God wants to reveal his will to our hearts more than we want to know it. Because he loves us. And only living in His will bring us true fulfillment in life. And only living His will lead us to the ultimate fulfillment of the desire for happiness in our heart, which is heaven. Mm-hmm. This is such a practical gift. So sometimes it's good to clarify in our prayer exactly what to pray for. You're asking for direction. Well, really what we're asking for is the gift of counsel. Because again, it's that sail that we raise up into the air that allows us to be moved by the promptings mm-hmm. of the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm. And the gift of counsel also gives us, like provides us with the surest way of pleasing God too. Because sometimes there could be two goods, right? And sometimes maybe we want to choose the one that is the most pleasing to God.
Very good point. So, we often have blind spots when it comes to discerning God's will. We discern God's will in the way that's most pleasing to our own passions and inclinations. But if our passions and inclinations are disordered, then our decision will be wrong. So the gift of counsel can really help with that.
Mm-hmm. I think also the gift of counsel can help us when we're interacting with other people, and sometimes we need to provide counsel for them. The Lord can use us to, you know, speak into that person's life and to help guide them, you know, whether it's a word of correction, which is something that I personally don't like giving words of correction to other people. Like
Except to me.
I know that you'll always love me, so I have no fear. But I want to walk
so,
more.
You're kind and generous. Just for the record, it's all good here.
Okay, for myself, I find that when I think back to my early years of growing in my faith, I often would quote that quote that was supposedly from St. Francis, but I recently heard that it wasn't actually from St. Francis, the one that it says, preach the gospel always and if necessary, use words. And I'd always be like, oh, well, then I guess I don't have to tell anybody what they're doing is wrong, or like, I don't have to speak the truth in certain about certain issues. But I feel like the gift of counsel really, because God has given us a voice, He is asking us to speak truth wherever we are. And of course, sometimes we have certain responsibilities to our children. Our children are our first priority, and then other people that God has put in our life. But at the same time, I feel like sometimes I chicken out. So I need more fortitude to act in the gift of counsel.
So when we're making decisions regarding God's will, we need two things. We need to know what the will of God is, but then we also need to know His timing.
Mm-hmm.
Because simply knowing what the right thing to do is, it might not necessarily always be the right timing. And the gift of counsel can promptly move us to know when to act, when to maybe pull in the reins. Mm-hmm. Because pulling in the reins is an action in itself. And so it's not like we're not acting. So that's an important distinction. The other thing I'd want to add maybe to end with is when we're making decisions, when to make them and when not to make them. Generally speaking, it's not good to make a major life decision when we're riding on a high. Because then our passions are leading us. The passions of excitement and enthusiasm and maybe the hope of the future that might not be congruent with God's will. The other time we don't want to make a decision is when we're on the low. When we're depressed, when we're angry, when we are bitter, when we are down there, down in the dumps. We want to make a decision somewhere in the middle, where we are typically at an interior peace, ideally. Otherwise, our passions will lead and guide us. Again, this is why we need the gift of counsel, because it raises us up above the passions that tend to lead us. And our feelings aren't always a great indicator of what the will of God is, because our feelings go up, our feelings go down. So this is why we need the gift of counsel as well. Shall we raise the sail?
Sure.
Okay, raise the sail. Up into the air, and let's pray, my friends.
Day 7. Come, O Spirit of counsel, help and guide me in all my ways, that I may always do thy holy will. Incline my heart to that which is good, turn it away from all that is evil, and direct me by the straight path of thy commandments
to that goal of eternal life for which I long. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Act of consecration to the Holy Spirit. On my knees before the great multitude of heavenly witnesses, I offer myself, soul and body, to you, eternal Spirit of God. I adore the brightness of your purity, the unerring keenness of your justice, and the might of your love. You are the strength and light of my soul. In you I live and move and am. I desire never to grieve you by unfaithfulness to grace, and I pray with all my heart to be kept from the smallest sin against you. Mercifully guard my every thought and grant that I may always watch for your light and listen to your voice and follow your gracious inspirations. I cling to you and give myself to you and ask you by your compassion to watch over me in my weakness. Holding the pierced feet of Jesus and looking at his 5 wounds and trusting in his precious blood and adoring his open side and stricken heart, I implore you, adorable Spirit, helper of my infirmity, to keep me in your grace, that I may never sin against you. Give me grace, O Holy Spirit, Spirit of the Father and the Son, to say to you always and everywhere, "Speak, Lord, for your servant heareth." Amen. Prayer for the 7 gifts of the Holy Spirit. O Lord Jesus Christ, who before ascending into heaven did promise to send the Holy Spirit to finish your work in the souls of your apostles and disciples, deign to grant the same Holy Spirit to me, that he may perfect in my soul the work of your grace and your love. Grant me the spirit of wisdom, that I may despise the perishable things of this world and aspire only after the things that are eternal, the spirit of understanding, to enlighten my mind with the light of your divine truth, the spirit of counsel, that I may ever choose the surest way of pleasing God and gaining heaven, the spirit of fortitude, that I may bear my cross with you, and that I may overcome with courage all the obstacles that oppose my salvation, the spirit of knowledge, that I may know God and know myself and grow perfect in the science of the saints, the spirit of piety, that I may find the service of God sweet and amiable, and the spirit of fear, that I may be filled with a loving reverence towards God and may dread in any way to displease him. Mark me, dear Lord, with the sign of your true disciples, and animate me in all things with your spirit. Amen.